Is there a market for short films? Can you profit from them? If yes, how? If no, why should you even make them? Hello, filmmakers. I'm Tom Malloy. Welcome to another action-packed episode of the Filmmaking Stuff podcast, where we share tips and tactics so you can take action and make your movie now. So short films, many people make them, and it's a lot of times how filmmakers get their start. It's almost like they feel, and rightly so, that if they can handle a short film, that's like a test for them to know if they can handle the feature film. But the topic here is, can you profit from short films? So the first thing that I would love to address is that you should not be going into making a short film thinking that you're there to make profit. That's not the reason. That's not the goal per se. There are many goals, and there's many ways that you can, quote unquote, profit from a short film, but financial profit, financial gain from a short film, it's definitely not an avenue where that's common, and it's extremely difficult to do. The real purpose of short films is to give yourself the experience and give yourself that potential calling card for you as a director. And if you do this in the right way, it could lead to that feature film that you're desiring to shoot. So the key is this. If you are going to make a film, a short film, you want to understand the purpose should be to lead towards the feature, right? If you have a short film that's a horror film and your feature is a comedy, you don't want to do that, right? You want to make comedy short, and then you move that on to the feature comedy. Same, and vice versa. You want to make the horror short, you want to make the horror feature. The key is, if you keep it in the same kind of genre, then people could see, oh, he or she is good in that genre. Now I can kind of wrap my head around the feature film that they want to make, right? The film doesn't have to be a trailer or anything like that, but it should be very close to the type of film you want to make. Like, meaning, if your horror short, let's just go horror specifically here. Say your horror short is this bloody massacre type short, and then your feature is very psychological, more like The Shining. Well, then that's not exactly the same type of movie. You want to make it the same type of movie. You want to make that, if you want to make the bloody feature film, then you want to make that bloody short so that people can go, oh, he or she could do this and they're good with the effects. And, I could see how this can work into a feature. But the key is, if you're doing this, then people could start to visualize, oh, okay, they could do a feature, right? And that should be your goal. I've seen people spend $50,000. I've seen people spend $150,000 on a short film. And that's a mistake, in my opinion. If you're going to do that, it's like, if you're going to put even $50,000 into a short film, it's like, try shooting a feature for that amount. I highly encourage you to check out my video series, Backyard Blockbuster Blueprint. I'll put a link in here. And that shows you how you can definitely make a full-length feature for that amount. Or potentially, you shoot 40 minutes short. And, then you go, okay, I could shoot another 35, 40 minutes and make this into a feature that way. But the key is, if you have a feature film, that's something that you could sell. Going specifically into selling shorts, there are places that do license them. And you could probably find some of those on Cinando, CINANDO.com. But the key there is that the licensing fees are going to be low. From what I've seen in the past, $1,000, $2,000, maybe $3,000, that's what you're going to get for the licensing fee. You could also put it on a YouTube channel. If it's not your own YouTube channel, it's best to find a channel and reach out that may have millions of subscribers, and then maybe you can get some revenue that way from it by putting ads in the middle of it. But it's not a path for financial gain. It should not be the reason you make the short film. The reason you make the short film is the calling card for you as a director, and you're leading that to the feature film. The feature film should be genre consistent with the short, and you need to take this and leverage it. You make that short, you apply to film festivals and you could win some awards and things like that. It's a lot easier to get into the major film festivals with a short film than it is with a feature film, and make sure you have that screenplay and that plan to make the feature film. So somebody sees your short and they go, wow, this is a really, really scary horror movie. And you say, well, I got a feature that's the same type of genre, the same vein as this. And here it is. Here's the screenplay right here. And that's how you can kind of leverage it into a future career. You don't want to stay making shorts. I know some filmmakers that have been making shorts for years, and it's okay, but that's not a world that you really want to stay in. You want to graduate to making features. So that should always be your goal. So the profit from short films is profit for your career. That's why when you're raising money for it, you have to get someone that's going to fund it without the idea of financial gain, because you really can't pitch that way. So if you're self-funding, or you're doing Kickstarter, Indiegogo, or something like that to get that money, or somebody just believes in you, well, then that's a way that you can raise that financing for the short film. Thank you for tuning into the Filmmaking Stuff podcast. I'm Tom Malloy, and I can't wait to see the incredible films you create. Don't forget to subscribe for more tips, tactics, and inspiring stories. Until next time, take action and make your movie now.